You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. Second hour is live, and we are inching closer to the beginning of the Sweet 16. We've already been to Los Angeles talking about Alabama. We head now to Detroit, where Pat Forte is joining us. I want to talk about a number of things with Pat from Sports Illustrated. Pat, thanks for the time. So much going on, but let's start with your view of Alabama, North Carolina tonight. Then we'll get to the game that you'll be covering. Certainly an intriguing matchup, a little bit of question mark about the health of one of Alabama's key players. But as we say hello, what are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I mean, all Alabama games are fascinating because they have a way of dictating tempo and flow. And it's usually just, you know, helter-skelter. We're going to fly around the court and you got to come with us. And they sucked Grand Canyon into a game of complete chaos. I think it'll be harder to do with North Carolina. But if you get North Carolina playing out of their comfort zone, it's not like they're a slow team or anything, but nobody plays as fast as Alabama. So if they can kind of get the game to where it's super comfortable for the Tide and uncomfortable for the Heels, anything can happen. And, you know, we got Alabama can make shots. They can score in a hurry. They can also give them up in a hurry. But I would not count that team out in this situation.
Pat Forte with us. Let me flip to Creighton in Tennessee. The game tomorrow night that plays at the very kid-friendly 10:09 tip, Pat. I mean, not to get off on it, I realize everything is dictated for television. It is Friday night. It is a holiday. But still, that is a ridiculous starting time, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, like most of the state of Tennessee, or at least half of it, is in the Eastern time zone. I mean, even 9:09 is not a good starting time, if, like you said, if you're a young Tennessee fan. But 10:09 is super penurious, if you will. It's difficult. But I think it's going to be a great game. I think the two games here are going to be excellent. You know, Creighton and Tennessee have proved themselves all year to be really good. They've got a lot of veteran players. They're really hungry, you know, to take that next step. Creighton was within 2 seconds of going to the Final Four last year, and they lost to San Diego State. Tennessee obviously has never been to a Final Four, but has the personnel to perhaps do it this year. So that's going to be one of those. I don't care if somebody's up 20 in the first half. The other team is not going to give in. That's going to be a 40-minute battle, I think.
We know, Pat, what Purdue did last week, and it was pretty amazing, and they had a lot to prove for all the obvious reasons. But if Tennessee gets by Creighton, which they are a slight favorite, what do you think about the Sunday matchup?
Well, yeah, I mean, Purdue obviously has the one player that changes everything, Zach Edey. And it's not just that he's the National Player of the Year, but his presence bends the game. And you have to play differently around him, offensively and defensively. And if you double him, he's a passer. If you single cover him, he's a scorer. Now, Tennessee's got some big, strong dudes, and they play very physical defense. It's not like they're going to be overwhelmed by the size and strength of Zach Edey. So, if you're looking for teams that can match up to a guy that's 7'4", 300, I would say Tennessee has the chance to do that. It really might just be a question of can they make enough shots? You know, Tennessee's shooting can come and go. Dalton Knecht has obviously greatly improved the offense, but there's still games where he may struggle for a bit, and then who else is going to step up and score against a team that's got some guards who can really shoot? And obviously they've got a 20-14 type of guy in the middle, 25-14 really for Edey.
We're chatting with Pat Forte from Sports Illustrated. Pat, as you were getting ready to travel, you missed the greatest show on local TV yesterday in Lexington. The new Mitch Cowell hour, where the two gave a local interview. I don't know if you've seen it, but I am really curious about the week that was or wasn't, depending on your point of view. A week after Cal once again gets knocked out of the NCAA tournament in the first round, he gets a vote of confidence from Mitch Barnhart, but I've seen stronger ones. What about you?
I would characterize it as a vote of tolerance, really. I don't think it was a vote of confidence. I think it was a vote of, I gave him a terrible contract, and there's really not much we can do about it right now. And the fan base, a large percentage of the fan base is done. They are out on Cal. They're not iffy. They're not 1 foot in, 1 foot out. They're out, a lot of them. And, there's only one thing you can do to get them back, and that's to go to a Final Four. And right now this program doesn't seem like it's set up to do that. Now, things can change quickly in a year in college basketball. We know that in terms of personnel. You can get old in a hurry, but not everybody can pull together a different team of guys in a year and have them ready to perform at the level Kentucky expects to perform. So the program is broken. How fast can it be repaired, and can this guy do it? And how long will Kentucky to continue to employ him to do it? Those are all the big questions, and they're not answered.
And Pat, I didn't hear anything different from Calipari yesterday or a week ago than we have for the last 4 or 5 years. It's really a very tired act. But why should anyone believe that things are going to be any different next year?
Yeah, no, you're right. It is a tired act. It's a tired message. It's variations on the same theme, and the production hasn't been there. And so I don't blame the fans, the large percentage of fans that are like, we're done. I mean, they're not going to stop supporting the team, obviously, but they have no confidence that John Calipari can fix it. And I don't blame them for having no confidence. They've tried every iteration. You know, they went and got Oscar Tshiebwe and a bunch of other veterans, and he was a National Player of the Year. They lose to St. Peter's. They mix things up a little bit. They lose to Kansas State. They go young again this year. They lose in the first round to Oakland. So all the various recipes that he has tried haven't worked. And they had a decent regular season this year, but not great. They lost North Carolina Wilmington. They lost in the first round of the SEC tournament. You know, it's the same thing that just kind of has kept happening. And I remember very clearly the Kentucky fan base derisively referring to Tubby Smith as 10-loss Tubby. Over the last 4 years, Calipari's averaging 11.5. So come up with your own alliterative term there.
Finally on that, again, based on what we think we know, he continues to recruit at a very high level. That seems to be the fuel keeping him going, at least from a public relations standpoint. But do you wonder or – what do you think is ultimately going to happen? Because right now, I mean, this is the conversation piece everywhere, and even young players who are interested in things other than listening to talking heads like us have had to have heard it.
Sure, yeah, and then that is truly, if there's one thing that has kept him going, it's highly rated recruiting classes. They got another one coming in next year, and, you know, there's nothing that stirs optimism more than that, but... You know, again, the formula has not been bring in a super hot recruiting class and win. It is, you know, bring in a lot of veterans and figure out how to win with them with a couple of young guys maybe. And it usually takes a cast of a couple of years together. You know, it's not throwing everybody together in 1 year is a risky proposition. So, yeah, if you're a recruit out there, look, you still like what Calipari's offering to you because he's offering you an avenue to the NBA. And they're going to probably have the most guys drafted or among the most guys drafted again this year. And so that's going to be attractive to players, and they'll get them. But what they do in their way station of 1 or 2 years in Lexington may not matter that much to them, and it may not be that much. But, you know, the fans want a lot more than those guys are delivering.
Pat Forty in Detroit talking about naturally things back in Kentucky. Pat, many thanks. Always great to have you on. We look forward to keeping up with you throughout the rest of the NCAA tournament. We take a break right now. We've already been to L.A. and Detroit, the two sites of the SEC teams, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
So that's going on right now, and you can continue to watch the introductory press conference by scanning the QR code on the screen. Let's get back to the calls, and RJ is in Kentucky. RJ, thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing, though?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, I watched the Mitch Barnhart and Calipari show last night.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was a joke. You know, Calipari, Mitch Barnhart was just telling Calipari what to do. And you think Calipari's going to listen to Mitch Barnhart?
No.
No, no, he ain't going to change. I think all he was doing, buying him another year at Kentucky and hoping that he can change things in 1 year. I don't see it. I think the pressure will be on him so much next year that he'll fold.
Well, what's interesting is this year he really didn't have the pressure. Nobody thought he was going to get fired. Next year there is real pressure. And I'm pretty sure that's what happened in that conversation. And Mitch, I think, wants everybody to quiet down. I didn't think it was a great look for Mitch, somebody who has a really pristine reputation. But, there's a million cliches, but when you do something with John Calipari, you're probably going to get some of the afterthought on you, some of the matter. So
right.
he tried to do the right thing. I think Mitch tried to do the right thing. Calipari didn't care.
No, he did not care one bit. And I just see that it's just another going to be another boring season with Calipari. He can't change it 1 year. He ain't going to change. And we'll be the same old thing we did this season. It one and done.
I don't know why. I don't know the personnel that well, but I know a lot of the key players will be gone. I mean, who's to say this team will be anywhere as good as this past season?
Well, he said he wanted
to
go
really good team.
Older players, Paul. He wanted to go older players. Well, he had two
he had
older
that last
players,
year, didn't he?
And it didn't make no difference. So I don't know.
No, it does. It just feels like a waste of time right now. But by the way, if you're Mitch, not easy raising $33 million.
Well, it'll be a little cheaper next year.
Yeah, it sure will. Hey, thank you for the call. What you heard there from RJ, who's a good fan, we've talked to him before, was exactly what Forty said 10 minutes earlier, that the only reason he's there is that they didn't have the money to buy him out. The thing that's really shocking is before the game a week ago, Kentucky fans were still in on Cal. They were, they're fans. Cal's done a lot of great things, but they're not in anymore. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Jace in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to, let Matt know I was thinking about him. I appreciate y'all, hooking our phone numbers up, and I'm going to call him here shortly just to make sure he's okay.
Well, I appreciate you doing that.
He's a good guy. He's got some family issues. Like I said, I'll be calling him here in a little bit as soon as I finish with these hamburgers I just cooked.
Jace, I appreciate you doing that, but I'm terribly upset with you for making Randy and I hungry how did you prepare them, by the way?
Oh, on the big green egg. I got a big green egg, yeah. Paul.
Randy, what do you want on your burger?
Well, lettuce and tomatoes.
Can you cook mine a little bit well?
Yeah. I can cook it however you want it, Paul.
I like it a little cooked. I'm not a big pink hamburger guy, but I'll take some onions, relish, lettuce, tomato, mustard, ketchup, and we'll be picking them up in about 5 minutes. Jack is up next. Hello, Jack.
How you doing today, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I wanted to discuss about Alabama being in their third Sweet 16 in 5 years.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, because, years ago, you know, like how Kentucky and Vanderbilt were, like, falling apart in college football at one point?
Right.
Well, Alabama and Auburn, they've been doing very well in college basketball over, like, the last 5 years. And 10, 15 years ago, they were looked at as a disaster in all of college basketball. I mean, I hope Alabama wins the Sweet 16 tonight against North Carolina. But, it's how far Alabama's come in college basketball. I hope they get further.
No, and by the way, Jack, you know this because you live there, but this was not expected to be a great team. Not only did Nate Oates lose all of his coaches, he lost most of his players, including the best player in the SEC a year ago, and somehow he was able to cobble a team together that's got a shot tonight and later in the weekend. Thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Michael, who is in Birmingham. Hey, Michael.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great, buddy.
Yeah, well, it was said last week Alabama's a challenge, and they fought through a tough Grand Canyon team this past Sunday.
Right.
And I like Kentucky and Auburn, Alabama persevering back into the Sweet 16. So I like their chance against North Carolina. I feel like the winner of this game is going to the Final Four. Well, with me, Alabama, North Carolina.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. There's one other – don't forget that earlier game, though. There's a really good team in that. Hey, thanks for the call. Bob – in Norman, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering if you were going to come to the OU red and white game on April the 20th in Norman.
Bob, it's funny you mentioned that because there is a realistic possibility that I will be there.
Okay, well, let's meet on the campus corner.
Okay. I'm actually... I mentioned earlier this week that I was in Austin on Monday, and there's something I need to do in Norman, and it looks like it's going to fall that weekend. So it's ironic that you brought that up.
Or we can meet over Barry Switzer's house.
That would be entertaining. I may just stay. Does Barry live anywhere near the? So where does Barry live in Norman or outside of Norman?
No, he lives very close to the campus, across the street from his daughter.
I'll tell you what, Barry doesn't know it, but I may be staying with him.
Good. Well, he has a little B&B or a little one of those houses that you can stay in. So
my only problem with Barry though is I just even though Barry's got me by a couple of years, I don't know if I can hang with Barry all night.
I agree with that.
I'm no longer 16. Barry's what, 84? He probably acts like he's still 16.
Correct. Well, no, he's a mover and a groover.
Hey, Bob, I'll have closer to the game. I'll have some specific plans, but I would love to meet you out there. Thank you for asking.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You got it. Want to go to Norman?
Sure.
Yeah. OKC. Oh, it is. I've been to Norman. Billy D is in Mobile. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to reiterate what other people were saying about Matt's call. And, to all your other callers out there, if you think you've got it bad, that gives a lot of perspective to just how good you really got it in this world, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Billy, because I don't know, including myself, I don't know anybody who doesn't think, well, you know, golly, if that had happened or if this had happened or why won't this happen? And most of it have it pretty good. Not everyone. Some people have some really bad breaks.
Well, hindsight's 20/20, of course. With everybody, hindsight's 20/20. If I'd done this, then that, but you just live in the moment, and that's life. I mean, that's how we all live. That's just a part of life.
Very well said. Well, thank you, Billy, for the call. You be well. You take care of yourself. Rusty in South Bend, you're on the air. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, Paul. I was just calling because I'm tired of people comparing Kentucky to Texas A&M.
Okay.
Well, it's true. I mean, there are no oil typhoons like they are down there in Texas, but they have plenty of coal country. There's a lot of natural gas. There's some crude oil up north. There's a lot of factories. And the rumors was the boosters had the money to buy a cow. It was just up to Mitch to pull the trigger, and he didn't have the guts to do it.
Well, I'm not, I don't know the circumstances specifically, but I do know a university, and I know the president up there very well, President Eli Capiluto. We've interviewed him a couple of times on our show, and I knew him when before he went to UK, and he's a very responsible person. And I think to make that type of decision, you have to have a compelling reason, and I don't think this is not Jimbo Fisher who literally wrecked the Texas A&M program. Calipari hasn't done that. It's just the fact that the program isn't what it should be. That's grounds for firing. Any other coach in Kentucky history would have been fired, including they fired Tubby Smith, who really had a better run at the end than Calipari. Calipari's living off of his first 8 or 9 years, and it was phenomenal. Nobody's ever done more, but he's done absolutely nothing since 2019.
And the contract's not a lump sum payout, and if he gets another job, whatever he makes at that job gets deducted from the buyout.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is the hard part is that the story's not going away, and it's going to dog him. And knowing Calipari's ego, he will not have an easy time with it because he's arrogant. He doesn't listen. And he is now firmly on the griddle, and that's going to be an uncomfortable position for him to be. We'll take a short break, and we are back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We continue here. It's been quite a show, and we are only 90 minutes in. Let's check in with Todd, who is up next.
Good evening, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, first I want to give a shout out to my buddy Tom Eunice down in he's Druid City Hospital in Tuscaloosa. He's my best roping buddy, and if I could have been anybody, I'd have probably been him. I like him so much. And anyway, he had open heart surgery this morning. I hadn't called to see how he's doing. And also, my prayers go out to Matt. I'm gonna keep praying for Matt. Matt, you just turned to God, son. You got a lot going on. But anyway, Paul, yesterday you threw me under the bus. You told our man he didn't have nothing to worry about beating me in the bracket. You mean to tell
hey,
me,
Todd? Todd, you don't understand. I was just trying to get him overconfident.
Yeah, that's all right.
By the way, Todd, right I hope you after his call yesterday, I hope you do win. I don't know if I ever want to hear from him again.
I also my buddy from Kansas, Billy Payton, he called me yesterday. He said, "Todd, them folks think you crazy," and I said, "Well." He says, I want to really call and tell him more about you. And cause he remembers how we was in a ball game. Independence was playing El Dorado, and they was stomping us. And on the last time they kicked off to us, we were going down the field, and one of the guys, we were going for a touchdown, buddy, running all the way back. And the guy face somersaulted our guy, and the official didn't throw the flag. So I beelined it across the stands about 100 yards, and it was a jump off about 12 foot. And my buddy, when I got back to my seat after getting a hold of the referee, he looked up in there and he said, "Oh, Pat Greenhog up there, she's fixing to get you." And I looked over at the gate, and here come the police, Paul. They're coming to get me.
Oh, my goodness.
I told my wife, I said, "Jackie," I said, "get up." I said, "Let's head on down there." I said, "I don't want to embarrass you with this." And but anyway, he's got some stuff he wants to tell you. And I told him, I said, "Billy, you don't talk about sports much." And I said, he said, "Well, I will this time." So I'm going to have him give you a call, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, brother. Love you, man.
Thank you, Todd. Expired is up next out in Texas.
Hey, Paul, wasn't it? Todd's like found the Lord or something, man. A couple weeks ago, he's trying to kick everybody's ass, and now he's found the
well,
Lord.
Well, but I don't think you understand. Sense. Expired is if you got that behind you when you do what he likes to do, you feel a little bit better about it.
That's a good point, Paul. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Matt. Hey, Giggum, keep your head up. We love you, man. Tough times don't last. Tough people do, and be tough, man. And Tanner, hey, congratulations on defeating me yesterday. And what it looked like was an unbelievably close race. It may have been a few hanging chads that weren't counted, but Tanner.
Yeah, expired. Let me make it clear about the. I mean, I've heard everything from voter fraud to rigged, and I think there's a modicum of truth to all that. So if you don't win your race, just simply do what everybody does and accuse the system of being wrong.
Exactly, and Paul, it was a great race, and Tanner, congratulations, bud. You're a really good call, and you had a great, great call a while ago about this show and how great this show is. And last thing, I want to do maybe a couple who's hot.
Yeah,
who's
we
hot,
haven't heard
Paul,
that in a while.
Exactly. Tanner is hot. Unfortunately, he expired is not. Number one. All right. Hey.
By the way, that was a far more graceful concession speech than Goofy John from St. Louis.
Well, I got three brain cells. That idiot has none. So, anyways, hey, AJ is hot. It looks like my boy Rick from Houston ran into a buzzsaw, and he is not. And lastly, Paul, as you always know, neither John is hot. Hey, man, Paul Feinbaum, stay hot. Randy, stay hot. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Spire. You be well. Mark is up next. He's walking in Memphis, 10 feet off the ground. Hey, Mark.
Yes. Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. So your producers, they do a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, just spoke to you a couple of years ago, and last time I told you, the three most famous guys from CBHS, you, Tim McCarver, and Sean McKill.
Oh, my goodness. I've had a chance to meet Sean once or twice, and I did not realize he was a brother's boy. How about that?
Oh, yeah, we played.
He won, Sean won the PGA. He won the PGA a couple. He won the PGA about 20 years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, the O3 PGA Championship.
It sure,
yeah,
did.
I played at Germantown on the golf team. Played,
oh, wow.
Against them back in the early days, and we never would have thought. Oh my God!
Well, you have no idea, Mark. When I was a little kid, my parents took me to some strip mall one day, and I waited online to get Tim McCarver's autograph.
Oh,
I probably was about 6 years old, and it was the biggest moment of my life, at least up until that point.
Yeah, my dad used to, Tim McCarver, we knew him. We'd go to the, when the Memphis Blues, where they had the double-A team at Tim McCarver Stadium.
Right.
We would meet Tim McCarver, and of course, you're the third most, the first most famous.
Well, that's funny, Mark. As you may know, that's amazing. That is truly, to be considered in the same in the same breath as those two makes me proud.
Yeah, I was just going to say one quick thing. Coach Cal, he can come back to Memphis anytime.
You know, that's not a bad idea, because the day that he left Memphis, he was still the most popular guy there. And, I mean, that was a genuine love affair that Cal had with the city of Memphis. And as big a fan as I've been of Penny Hardaway, I can't tell you how disappointed I am to see what he has not accomplished.
Oh, yeah, we're done. Yeah, I don't think we accepted the NIT because my TD, I don't get the NIT.
No, last year I thought Memphis had a real shot, and they I can't remember what happened. But, hey, thank you very much, Mark. Maybe Cal can cut a deal. Maybe at one-tenth of his salary he can go back to Memphis after all these years. Johnny B. is up next. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Paul.
What is up?
Man, I love the show, man. I can't tell you how much I love the show. But I only got one question. My name's Johnny B., but they call me Tater Digger.
Tater what?
And my question, they call
Tater
me
Digger.
Tater Digger. Because I'm an Alabama fan.
Okay.
So my question is Jim from Tuscaloosa and John from St. Louis brothers or Siamese twins?
Well, they could be twins. They're about the same age.
Yeah, they're pretty close. They act pretty much alike.
You know what? They do act alike. They're very myopic. I mean, I think there's a lot of similarities between those two. They have very, very skewed views of the world.
Well, my young daughter is sitting here with me. We've been trying to get on a Vine Bomb show for a year and a half.
What's her name?
Retired. Sarah.
Well, put her on.
Sarah Boatfield. Okay, hang on.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing well. We're really delighted that you could join us here.
Thank you.
We were talking to your dad a minute ago, and we appreciate you watching and listening, and you guys have a great Easter, and thanks so much. We really appreciate it. We're up against the break. More to come. It is Good Friday is tomorrow, and we will be here. I know a lot of people are you.
I'm here.
You're here tomorrow?
Yep.
We will be here. I don't know what we'll be doing, but we'll be here. So don't forget that while you're making your way around town. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are back, and we continue with more of your phone calls. And Trav is up next in Lexington. Hello, Trav.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. So, I'm, of course, going into the Calipari thing. I know you've been talking about it a lot. And I respect the show very much, and I love it.
Thank you.
But I'm going to be positive about this rather than being negative.
Okay.
And so I'm looking forward, and who would be, you know, the top three candidates for that job?
I think therein lies the question the fact that there isn't an easy answer is probably why Cal is still the coach, because you would have to pay him off, and then you would have to pay about the same amount of money to get somebody.
I mean, the payoff is what? It's $33 million, right?
So, I mean, I think if you're just spitballing, who are – I mean, the field of who are the most attractive candidates in the country?
Being a Lexingtonian native, my first one would be Billy Donovan. Second, Bruce Pearl. Third, Todd Golden. And I'm spitballing.
I tell you what, I think Billy Donovan is probably the right answer. He's been in the NBA, but he in no way has he ever. I mean, he came close one year, didn't he, with the OKC of winning it all, but it didn't happen.
He's doing a good job in Chicago.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
It's hard there.
But really, I think Mark Few from Gonzaga is a guy that is really impressive, but he. He's had a million opportunities. I mean, he's been there 25 years. It's hard for me to believe at this point he's going to want the pressure of Kentucky. I mean, the great coaches, Scott Drew's a really good coach, Nate Oates. I don't think there is a guy that just literally comes to the tip of your tongue. In the SEC, Musselman is really impressive. Golden is interesting. He projects to be the best, but he's still so young. Do you gamble on him? I probably would, knowing him. I think he's incredible, but that's a big gamble.
What do you think about Bruce Pearl?
I do not think. I think at this point it would be. He's a superb coach, but the word is that Bruce wants to stay at Auburn for one reason that has done in many other great coaches before him. He wants his son to take over for him. By the way, I've covered the same story now about 30 times in sports. Every father wants their son to take over.
Sure.
And I'm struggling to remember one that has ever been successful.
Yeah. Look, I this is my last little salvo here, but I'd love to bring Ricky P back.
You know what? That would be the story of
for another 100 years. It would take 100 years to get him back.
Well, it wouldn't take that long, but it would still be it would be pretty remarkable. I mean, I think Patino still has a couple of good years in him, but I don't think you're going
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think you would I don't think you would fire Cal for the problem at Kentucky too, and you know this, is the leadership there, Capilouto is in his 70s. Mitch Barnhart, I think, I don't know, he's probably in his mid to late 60s.
He's up there.
Yeah, so those guys who are superb leaders probably do not want to deal with what is in front of them. But they're going to have to next year if we're having the same conversation. Thank you for the call. Really good call. Let's check in next with Brad in Macon.
Hey, Mr. Paul, how you doing, brother?
Brad, we are doing great.
Hey, man. Similarly to Tanner, just want to thank you and your staff for doing your show.
you guys do a great job and does give us an opportunity to call in. We really appreciate it. And in particular, thanks for actually putting me in the bracket, in the Shelby bracket against Larry, iconic caller. Been with the show for years. So I really want to say we really appreciate you for doing this, Paul. And that's that. But
thank you.
The other day when you talked to the young man and named Kevin, disadvantaged, and his mother came on.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the thing I noticed
Kevin had down, and I was so impressed with him being able to come on, and I hope he'll call back again.
Well, I do too. And you know, his mama's there, kind of helping him go through it, and he's doing a good job. And you know, what I noticed about you, Paul, is every caller that calls in, you actually give them your best shot. It's like you don't take the call off. And when people call that happen to be disadvantaged, you actually dial it in even more. And that's really hard to find these days for people who do that. And I just want to tell you, we all appreciate you for being the person that you are, Mr. Paul. And you have a rest of a good day. Thanks,
well, thank
brother.
You very much for that, Brad. We appreciate your great call. Sharon is up next. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, Paul. Good afternoon to everybody. And we need to all lift Brad up, because Brad, it seems to me like he's got to be a super feller and everything's going on. But what I wanted to say is, if Mark Sears is on his game tonight, they ain't nobody out there that can beat Bama.
Yeah, well, here's a problem, Sharon. I think Mark very well may be the best player in the game, but North Carolina has about four or five guys that are in his time zone. Thanks for the call. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.